Tony Evers and Rose Fernandez have taken different roads on their way to this election. Evers worked several years as a teacher and the last 8 years as deputy superintendent for the Department of Public Instruction. He says that makes him better suited to understand the complex issues of education.
I'm fortunate to be able to rely on 34 years of experience in public education to answer these questions where my opponent cannot rely on that experience.
Fernandez says Evers' resume has made him part of the problem. The former nursing administrator, who now helps run a small business, says the fact that she's not part of the system makes her the only candidate capable of changing it.
I'm not part of the status quo. I'm not part of the entrenched bureaucracy. I have the freedom to have a fresh perspective and a sense of urgency about tackling the problems that matter most to the school children in Wisconsin.
Evers is the teachers union candidate in this race, and the Wisconsin Education Association Council has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars campaigning for him. He supports WEAC on one of the union's core issues, the elimination of the qualified economic offer, known as the QEO. That's the default offer of a 3.8% salary and benefits raise when contract negotiations break down.
The important thing relative to the QEO is this. At a state level, we have slipped below the national average, and if we want to make sure that we're able to hire the best and the brightest, we have to have adequate and competitive salaries. It's as simple as that.
Fernandez favors keeping the QEO. She says getting rid of it would return Wisconsin to the days when it regularly saw double-digit property tax increases. Fernandez says WEAC has too much sway in the school system. She had a high-profile brush with the teachers union when a WEAC lawsuit threatened to shut down her children's virtual school. Virtual schools are like hybrids of public schools and home schools, where kids get their instruction via the internet.
I think that that's emblematic of a defense of the system, a defense of the status quo, first and foremost, and a refusal to embrace innovation.
When it comes to Milwaukee's struggling public schools, Fernandez wants to replace the school board with a team appointed by the mayor, the county executive, and the state school superintendent. They could hire and fire teachers and overhaul curriculum. Eber says that amounts to turning the district over to a special interest. He favors more summer instruction, after-school programs, and smaller class sizes. Fernandez is a big advocate for a merit pay system that lets districts decide how individual teachers get paid.
One side of the coin is giving compensation to those who are excelling. The other side is being able to move those out of the classroom who aren't meeting our expectations.
When it comes to funding for all schools, Fernandez says throwing more money at the problem isn't necessarily the answer. Public school aid makes up by far the biggest piece of Wisconsin's state budget. But Eber says that translates to excellent schools.
Our state leads the country in ACT scores, or very close to it over the last decade. We are high in SAT scores always. We lead in just about every measure. We have more National Merit Scholars and just about any per capita than all sorts of other states. Our schools are successful.
Evers and Fernandez are vying to replace current schools chief Elizabeth Burmaster, who's stepping down this summer after 8 years on the job. Whoever wins Tuesday will lead the Department of Public Instruction for the next 4 years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.